29th day of Nisan, Chaf Tes Nisan, it is the 14th day of the Emer, and the Tanya is the beginning of Perek Mem Gimel, chapter 43. It's on page 122. The page on the bottom, the number of the page on the bottom is 228. In the earlier chapter, the Alter Rebbe explained that a lower level of fear, that which is necessary for the performance of mitzvahs, is arrived at through contemplating the fact that God observes and watches and notices all that we do, because His kingdom depends on our behavior. And that produces a fear that motivates the avoidance of sin and the performance of mitzvahs. Now, in Perek Mem Gimel, the Rebbe wants to explain in greater detail the various levels of higher level fear and lower level fear and so on. Perek Mem Gimel. V'hine al yizotato zu, concerning this lower level fear that was described and explained in Perek Mem Beis, Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, concerning this fear, shehi l'kiyum mitzveis av yizbarech, which are necessary for the performance and the keeping of God's mitzvahs, bebechin asur mezav asetev, in the avoidance of evil and the doing of good. Concerning this kind of a fear, amru, the sages said, im ein yira ein chachma, if there's no fear, then there's no chachma. And with this, the Rebbe explains what seems to be a contradiction. The Mishnah itself says that if there's no fear, there's no chachma, and if there's no chachma, there's no fear. So the question is, which brings to which? Does fear bring to chachma, or does chachma bring to fear? But it's concerning this lower level of fear that the Mishnah says that if there's no fear, there's no chachma, that the fear has to come first. And in this lower level fear, there are two kinds. There is one fear that is called a fear of smallness, and one is called a greater fear, even though they're both on the lower level. The difference between the small and the great fear is that one comes as a result of the knowledge of God, of God's greatness, and that's called b'chinas gadlus. And the katnus, the small fear, is the one that comes from arousing the natural fear that every person has. D'haynu kishenem shech es b'chinas yirezu miha hezbanan es b'gdulas Hashem. When this fear, which is a lower level fear, comes from one's contemplation of God's greatness, where he contemplates the fact, that God fills all the worlds, God animates all the worlds, and each world he reveals himself to the degree that is appropriate to that world. And then he thinks about the immensity of the world, that from the earth to heaven, there is a distance of 500 years, a travel of 500 years, ubein rakiya lirakiya, and from one heaven to the next, etc. There's also 500 years travel, and then when you get to the highest heaven, ragli hachayus keneged kulon, that the lowest level, the zegel, the feet of the angels called chayus, are greater than all the preceding levels of all the heavens and so on. So the world is immense, and in this way he contemplates the chain of all worlds, higher and higher, until the highest levels, so he is aware of the godliness within the world and the immensity of this creation, and that's what produces the fear of God. This is called godless, a state of godless. And even so, it is a state of godless within the lower level fear. Why is it called the lower level fear? Afal pike nikra yirazu, yira chitzei nizvitato. Still, this fear is called an external fear and a lower level fear, Why? Not because it's lacking in understanding and in intellect, but because the fear is coming from the godliness that is in the world, which are garments to the King who is God, into which God is concealed and hidden and clothed. And this is necessary in order to be able to give life to them, and to give existence to them, that they should remain in existence and feel their own existence and not return to the nothingness to which they were originally. So because the fear comes from the contemplation of godliness within creation, within the worlds, and this is a descent for God and a concealment for God, therefore this fear that results from this contemplation is called the lower level fear. Zak shehi hashar v'hapesach l'kiyam hateda v'hamitzvus. But what the Mishnah says about this fear is that if there's no fear, there's no chachmah, because chachmah here means the performance and the devotion to Torah and mitzvahs. Torah is called our chachmah, and if there's no fear, if we don't have this lower level fear, then we don't have the chachmah either. It is a preparation for the chachmah, for Torah and mitzvahs. Higher level fear. This is a fear that comes not from a contemplation of God's greatness as expressed in his doings, in his creative powers, and in the magnitude of the world, and so on, but rather it is yirabeshes. It is a fear that comes from shame. The yirapninis, and it is an inner fear, because it is a fear of God himself, not of God's activities. As we find the difference between the fear of a king and the fear of a chacham. When a person is in the presence of a king, he is very afraid. And when a person is in the presence of a tzaddik, or the great chacham, or the great person of the generation, he is afraid then too. What is the difference? The difference is that the fear of a king comes from the most external part of the king, the king's power over the country and over the people of the country. Whereas the fear of a tzaddik is not the fear of what he can do. It's not a fear of what he can accomplish and what power he holds over people. It is the fear of the person himself, of his greatness. So it's a fear that is shame. The person feels small and embarrassed in the presence of greatness. And the greatness is the tzaddik himself, not some external part of the tzaddik. The same way with God, there is the fear that comes from God's activity, from God's power and influence that extends to all the worlds and so on. And then there is the fear of shame, which is of God himself. The truth of God, the emes of God, makes us feel ashamed with our lack of truth, with our falsehood and so on. That's why it's called the pnimis. It is a fear that comes from the pnimis of God. It is fear of God himself, not his external behavior, and therefore it affects the person also internally. When a person is afraid of a king, his feeling of power falls away. When a person is afraid of a tzaddik or of a chacham, his feeling of self falls away. Not only doesn't he feel powerful, he doesn't feel himself at all. Shehi nimsheches mepnimis alikus shebetecha elameis. This is a fear of God himself, who is in the world, but not of his influence on the world. Aleha amru, concerning this level of fear, the sages say, yemein chochma ein yira, that you first have to have chochma in order to reach this level of yira. And here, chochma means something different than in the first verse. The chochma hike yachma, chochma means the ability for bittul, the feeling of bittul. Ma means bittul, v'hachochma me'ayin t'motzei, and we also find that chochma comes from ayin, is an expression of the ayin, v'ezehu chochom ha'reyes ha'neilud, and what is a chochom? It is the person who sees what will be born. The Alter Rebbe explains, Pidush sheze yekol davar eich neilet v'nishave ma'ayim liyesh b'dvar Hashem v'ruach piv yisbarich. The simple meaning of the verse is that a chacham is one who can foretell the consequences of certain acts and certain behavior, and this is called seeing what will be born, what will result, what will be the consequence. The Alter Rebbe explains it that a chacham is one who sees the birth, literally, the birth of all things as they come into existence from God's word, from the breath of God. In other words, he sees the existence of the world pre-existing. He sees it in its origin before it was created, and the origin is the word of God. That with the breath of God, all their hosts were created, the hosts of heaven and earth. And since the Chacham sees this, and that's why he has this sense of bittul, so he recognizes and he sees that heaven and earth and all that is in them is betelim b'metzius mamish. It's not just that they have no power of their own, they have no existence of their own. Their bittul is not that they feel a loss of power, but rather that they don't have any existence. Their metzius, their existence itself, is bittul. B'tvar Hashem v'ruach piv, in the word of God and the breath of his mouth. In other words, it is the word of God that is real, that exists, and not the resulting creation. And as if they are not, they are counted as if they are not the ayin, the efes mamish, and an even higher level, they really are nothing at all. Just as the light and the rays of the sun are bottle within the body of the sun itself. And here also we can speak of three levels, and that is that they are absorbed completely in the heat and in the intensity of the sun itself. So they exist, but they are absorbed to where their existence isn't noticed at all. Then even a higher level, that they are considered as non-existent in their bittul and absorption in the sun. And a third level where they taka don't exist at all. There is nothing there besides the sun itself. And the same is true in the nimshal, that the world can be seen as being non-existent in the fact that it's absorbed in the word of God, or that being absorbed in the word of God, it is not only overwhelmed, but as if it doesn't exist. And on the third and highest level, there is a level of bittul where taka doesn't exist. And the person who is doing this contemplation should not forget to include himself in this bittul when he's thinking about how the entire world is bittul. He should include himself. Shegam gufei v'nafshei v'ruchei v'nishmosei, that his body, his nefesh, his ruach, and his neshama are all b'teilem b'metzius b'dvar Hashem v'diburei yisbarech miyuchad b'machshavtei, etc. As mentioned earlier in Perek Chaf M'chaf Aleph, Barichas, that the person should recognize that he too is completely bottle, not only powerless, but his very existence is lost in the word of God, and the word of God is connected with God's thought, and so on, as explained at length in Perek Chaf and Chaf Aleph. B'derech Moshel Minefesh Ha'odom, it is explained there by way of analogy to the speech within a human being, where Dibur Echod, one spoken word, Midibur Eyomachshavtei, from the potential speech and thought that a human being is capable of, is kilam mamosh, is totally insignificant and non-existent in the presence within the neshama. Only when a human being speaks, the word leaves the neshama and becomes a separate entity and takes on an existence of its own, whereas in God, the word of God, even when it is spoken, remains always within God, because God is everywhere, and therefore it is bottle, like the spoken word is bottle within the nefesh of the human being before it is spoken. And on this higher level of fear, which it says, im ein chachma in yira, that first there has to be chachma in order to attain the higher level of fear, and chachma means the bittul of chachma. Concerning this, it says, hein yiras Hashem hi chachma, that in fact the fear of God is chachma, because on this level of chachma, the bittul of chachma, fear and chachma are the same. Fear means a sense of bittul, and chachma means a sense of bittul. Only here, the chachma is a bittul, that is a preparation that leads us to the higher level of fear, which is an even deeper bittul. But essentially, fear and chachma, yira and chachma, are the same thing in that they both are bittul to the Eibishter. Now, getting back to the lower level of fear, which we spent so much time explaining in Perek Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, how a person should strive for that, it's because it is impossible to reach the higher level of fear and the higher level of chachma, ella b'kiyum ha-teira v'ha-mitzvus, other than through first performing teira and mitzvus. And the performance of Teira Mitzvah comes, al yidei yira tato hachitzeinis, it comes as a result of the lower level fear, which must exist in order for there to be Teira Mitzvah, which is called the chitzeinis de kefir, v'zeh shekosuv imein yira ein chachma, and concerning that it says that if there's no lower level of fear, then there isn't the lower level of chachma, which means the actual performance of Teira Mitzvah, which is a hachana, and a preparation for the higher level fear and the higher level of chachma. In the Tanya for today, 29th day of Nisan, the 14th day of the Amen, the introduction to Likutei Torah on three parshas is the Maimer, which serves as the introduction, and the Maimer begins, to understand the matter of the godly soul, it is written, you shall not eat, etc., etc. Now, this maimah was originally said by the Alter Rebbe to the Tzemach Tzedek. And when the Tzemach Tzedek repeated the maimah in the Alter Rebbe's presence, the Alter Rebbe said to him, nu, and the flavoring, in other words, that the Tzemach Tzedek should add some comments and so on. So the Tzemach Tzedek wrote a copy of the maimah with comments in parentheses. When the Alter Rebbe reviewed and corrected the maimah, he instructed that the parenthetical notes should be included as part of the body of the maimah itself. And then at my father's suggestion, meaning the Rebbe Rashab, this maimah was selected to serve as the introduction to the Likutei Torah when it was printed of the Alter Rebbe.